You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was a good weekend. I did a lot of research stuff for some writing that I'm doing. Took a little road trip to do some. I want to have a book that ends with a fight scene, if you will, at the top of a waterfall.
Oh, okay.
And there's a beautiful waterfall about an hour from my house. I took a drive and I was doing some research for that. And then there's another book that I finished almost 10 years ago, and I've just been sitting on it. It's one of those middle grade books I write for like grades 4, 5, and 6. I've had it done for almost 10 years. Can you believe that? And I just haven't done anything with it, but I finally turned my attention back to it. I was like, I got to get a cover for that. And a guy just that I hired did a cover for me, and I just got that over the weekend, and I love it. I mean,
that's
it's
good.
Such a cool cover. So I'm going to be putting that book out in a couple of months. And then I went to see Groundhog Day on the big screen,
hey.
Which I know would have no interest for you whatsoever.
Zero, man.
But we absolutely loved it. I mean, neither of us had seen it in a long, long time. And to see it on the big screen with a big tub of popcorn, I got to admit, man, I'm a sucker for these classics on the big screen. It's fun.
It's kind of fun to relive them in that way, I guess.
Yeah,
With theater sound,
yeah.
Yep.
And the popcorn.
And snacks.
And the comfy seats. And I mean, it's just really cool. And I have to admit, I mean, the theaters are not crowded for these. It's kind of a...
Well, of course not.
They're not. But I mean, that also...
Do you think it's newbies in there? Did you ask around a little bit? Is it people seeing this movie for the first time? Or is it like people like you?
Here's the funny thing. I did not ask around. But the last couple that I've been to, you know there are newbies because of their reactions.
Okay.
Like it's... You can tell they're
like
surprised by something or new. Yeah.
Okay.
So I gotta say that was kind of fun. Oh, and then, you know, yes, I was bad. We grabbed a pizza afterwards to bring home, and it was a place where you order ahead and you drive up and then they run it out to your car and you take it home. And one of them the one that we got was going to be half like a margarita pizza for Gretchen, and the other half for me was going to be pepperoni and black olive. I like that combo. I think you do too.
I absolutely do. Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So pepperoni and black olive, and then the guy ran out of the car, and thank God he said something. He's like, "All right, I got a half margarita and a half pineapple and black olive."
Pineapple.
I said, "What? That's supposed
to
be pepperoni."
Did you punch him right in the face?
Pepperoni. And he goes, "Oh, well, maybe they just wrote it on here. Let's open it up." He opens it up, and there it is, pineapple and black olive.
Oh, God, you throw it right on the ground and drive off. Hell no.
They said, "Look, we can get you another one right away. We'll put you first in line. It'll probably be like another 8 minutes." We're like, "Yeah, no." He goes, "Well, here." He goes, "We're not going to do anything with this, so just take this."
Yeah, I was going to say, did they give you the free pizza then? Yeah.
So we did. So we got the second one free. But here's the funny thing, and I wanted to bring this up before we talk about your weekend, is that I tried the slice of that when I got home.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Do you remember when I told you about having down at the Wynkoop Brewery when I had that chili beer that time?
Yeah.
And I said, one or two sips of that is really interesting, but you don't want to do a whole pint of it?
Yeah, like that with the pizza.
It's just like that with the pizza.
Okay.
One or two bites of that pineapple and black olive pizza. I know a lot of people are grimacing right now. Some people are puking. But it was a very interesting taste, but you wouldn't want more than two bites of that, and then you're done.
And then donezo. Into the trash.
Yeah. I should have taken a picture of it just so you could see what that looked like, the yellow and black. I mean, it looked like a Pittsburgh Steelers
pizza. Appealing.
A Bumblebee pizza or something. Hilarious. Anyway, that was the highlight. And cool. Low light of my weekend.
I'll give you my food highlight. It was from yesterday. We went out to breakfast with my parents. My parents took us out to breakfast, and I had something. Various restaurants have their version of this, but this one was called Million Dollar Bacon. It was at First Watch, and four slices of this thick old hardwood smoked bacon, and then they glaze it with brown sugar, put fresh black pepper on it, cayenne pepper, and then they drizzle it with maple syrup. And I'm going to tell you, like, it's one of those things, once you put it in your mouth, you get like tingles all over. And it was like, holy crap.
That.
This is
What's
some
it called?
Delicious
$16
bacon. Yeah, million dollar bacon. So
oh, that's great.
You can find that somewhere. I urge you to check that out.
You know, the whole time I'm going, and you're talking about bacon. I felt like that dog in that video. The bacon kind.
And then what else do they put on it? And then the other thing, the highlight of the weekend for us was something that I have not done in easily 15 plus years, and Nick Nack had not done since McNichols Arena was standing. We went to a Nuggets game.
I saw your pictures.
I posted some pictures. Yeah, she did post a few, didn't she? I posted a couple on my Instagram. But yeah, we decided to load up the kiddos. You know, my son Reed's really into basketball right now. He's been playing quite a bit. And we're like, you know, we need to take the kids to a Nuggies game. So we loaded them up and took them down there. And man, they had a hell of a time. The kids were just eating it up.
It looked like they were having
the whole
a blast.
Experience. I mean, the whole thing, it's, you know, quite the production. And it is a lot of fun. The only flaw to this is it's the equivalent of like when you first start dating somebody, and for that first Valentine's Day or first birthday, you know, you're like, you buy them a diamond ring or a car or something. We went too big too soon because we had tickets in the suite and it was catered and the fridge was open and we have our own bathroom and the kids were just like living a high life, you know? And I was basically told them, I was like, I don't always get these tickets. So don't get used to it, because they're already hitting me up like, how many times can we do this? Can we come back next week? Can we come back again? I was like, whoa, let's pump the brakes.
Their only
this is a special treat.
Going to a professional sporting event is in the suite.
First one ever, first professional event ever for sports.
Yeah,
and yeah, there they are.
That's a great memory that they'll be able to have their whole
they
lives.
They will. It was
when
great.
When they are sitting in the nosebleed section sometime, they'll be able to say, you know, my first one of these.
Yes.
I was in the suite.
That's what we did. I was like, see those seats way up there? That's where we'll be next time. So enjoy this while you can.
Did Rocky come by?
Oh, he didn't come by the suite, but man, he was entertaining. Definitely out there entertaining.
Best mascot in sports, man.
Throwing the ball up and over his head, trying to get into the, you know, the hoop and, you know, entertaining the crowd. Absolutely. Best mascot, hands down, man. So it was a good weekend. Real good
That's
weekend.
That's good. Yeah, I enjoyed the pictures. The kids looked like they were having fun. I'm glad you guys got to do that. And all morning, I'm going to remind you of something.
What's that?
All morning, I will remind you. And if you doubt me, you can go back and listen to the tape from Friday. But I said, when you said, I'm going to take my kids to the first Nuggets game, I said, oh, you know what? I looked at that game. I said, the Nuggets are going to win that one by 20. That was on tape, me saying, the Nuggets are going to win by 20. Final score, 128-108.
Look at that.
I just want to say that I was
How
right.
How does he do it?